duh, duh, duh. Oh, dude, I actually hear it. Duh, 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 duh. Da 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 da.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, Mike?
Chilling. How you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, Mike.
Fire.
So you had some stuff you wanted to talk about today. We're thinking about,
dude.
Yes, Mike.
Dude, you know how when you watch something funny and it just, it doesn't leave your head, it just stays in your head all day. And so I watched a clip from the dictator Sacha Baron Cohen's movie. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yo, dude, he's you don't understand, dude. I'll never laugh at anything.
He's got it, dude. He's got a special, like, because the last thing we were watching, one, he was on like an Australian morning show in character as the dictator. And I don't think that anyone told the hosts of the morning show that he was on that he was going to be in character as the dictator. So they, like, kind of know it's a gig, but I don't think they realize he's all in.
Yeah, like, he goes far.
He made one joke.
And it's, like, 8 years ago, by the way, so it's, like, I don't think, like, anybody would really, like...
Oh, he could. I don't think he could do that now.
Yeah, like, because, like... That's unfortunate. You know, that's just, like, the way things are now. Mm-hmm. But, not like I'm saying anything's horrible. Well, like, things change, but like, yeah, 8 years ago, like, you know, that was when, like, he could, like, go in all in, say, like, crazy jokes about women, Jewish people, and it's like, I'm not condoning it, I'm just saying, like, it was funny, like, 8 years ago, in the moment, at the time, in the particular situation the world was at the time, it was hilarious, everything, like, he said, because of the way he, like, he brought it on, and, like, yeah, dude is funny. Yeah.
He's got a gift for going all in.
Yeah, totally. He totally has a gift for going all in. Like, I want to learn how to, like, do the, like, how he does the accents. It's like next level.
There's a certain commitment.
America is number one. He
definitely doesn't go that hard.
He doesn't go that way.
No.
America is number one.
There's a certain twang he has. It's like, he has this ability to, like, because it's so stereotypically Arab, the twang that he adds. So he, like, identifies what the inherent stereotypes there are in things and then applies them to this, like, and then, like, shoves all of them into this one caricature of, like the dictator was just, like, the worst possible person, but just so over the top. Like, he was on, what was he on, Seth Meyer, and he was like, some critic gave his movie 2 thumbs up, and then he pulled out a plastic bag with 2 thumbs in it. And when you think about that, that's fucking dark as
shit.
Oh,
man,
dude.
It's dark, that's what I'm saying. It's like dark comedy,
yeah,
mixed with, like, not giving a F,
mm-hmm,
about, like, oh, you know, should I say this or that or this? Like, it's just dark, straight up dark comedy. Like,
there's no regard. And yeah, it was because he made this one, God, he had this this 1-2 punch in the last one we were watching, on the Australian,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
where he, like, made a, he knocked them down and then he kicked them again.
Really?
With, like, the follow-up joke. It was, oh my God.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. Wah, wah.
We should quote the name of the video.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
The Australian one. What's the Australian one?
I forget.
Okay.
They already have enough money in. Okay. All right. Yeah,
we don't
need to shout him out now. Okay. Don't sue. Wow, wow, wee, wow. He's nice. Yeah, today we're going to talk about financial stuff.
Yeah, that's That's the topic of the episode, which totally. I'm sure, given that it is the title, which is something to the effect of being deep.
Yeah.
And looking at finance.
Financial stuff is deep.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty heavy. Without a doubt. Life. Yeah. Like, it's financial stuff is deep, dude. Because it's like, a lot of problems come from, like, financial stress. Mm-hmm. A lot of stress comes from financial situations. Mm. And a lot of kids are born without nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, you know, when kids are born without nothing, nobody teaches them anything. It's mm-hmm. like, what can you expect from them? Like, what do you expect? Like, you expect them to be, like, what do you expect? Like, you can't expect anything from them.
That's a thing that I am very, like, steadfast about. A hill I'm very willing to die on.
Yeah.
I have a very big struggle with, like, the strict individualist perspective where you're entirely responsible for your own circumstances, for better or worse.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just not true.
Right.
Like, there's levels to it.
Yeah.
Outliers who manage to make a abjectly horrible position good do not mean everyone can. They're outliers for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, but yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, it would be irresponsible and cruel to put the responsibility on a child to raise themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And expect it to be fine.
Yeah, that's like, and it's like, you know, education is not where it should be as at now. It's like, and those kind of things is like, education can reach as far as, you know, anywhere, really. And then you could, when you educate people, you educate potential parents, and then you educate accidental parents.
Mm.
So it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah.
Or as it usually is, you know. And then, you know, the more you educate people, you know, no, but like, I do think, like, even more than financial aspects, like, the financial aspect is, like, a subset of, like, the individual education. And then this ties into, like, individual psychology. Like, a lot of crazy people make a lot of money.
Yes.
But, you need stable individuals to be able to. You need stable individuals to be able to make the whole game worth it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because.
Interesting.
Because it's like.
So it seems life has become a game of pursuing the means, but not the end.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And what I don't want people to misunderstand from this talk is that you shouldn't overvalue finances over some very necessary things that preclude a financial situation or state, because there are some things that come before finances, like psychological health.
Mm.
I would say you would need that before you could make finances. But if you just went along and made finances, I'm not. It could help bring a certain kind of psychological state that you would need. It might depend on the person, but you want to pursue it with a certain. And I don't want to try and create an ideology for people.
Mm.
Neither am I thinking that I'm able to do that. But you want to be able to have a balance between financial stasis and stability/. Growth ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And a certain health.
Yes.
And I don't want to go.
Subdivide health.
Yeah. You can subdivide health into so many things.
Yes.
You know?
Everything.
And I feel like we need people like Elon Musk.
Mm.
Without a doubt. To a degree, I'm very high performance. Because I like just doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing things. And after I do my things, I go be lazy. But I just like.
Because then there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's been done.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Exactly. And I like thinking about things. Like, I basically think 24/7. I don't know if that's a great thing. But I'm able to do it. Mm-hmm. So, why the freak not, right? Yeah. So, my thing is that as much as we need all these special people, every other individual should not think that they should act like the other people in order to become themselves. You can't act like others yes. to become yourself.
Interesting.
You That's do your own thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah. then where the society often tends to fall short and where I think our psychological state tends to have some sort of backlash on our inner state is when we go pursue things that are in resistance to how we feel.
Can you try that again?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to break that down. Please. So it's in terms of where our psychological state gives us a backlash is in terms of when we pursue things that are in resistance to how we truly feel. For example, you could say you want to look like Jeff Bezos, but it's at a cost that Jeff Bezos did not pay or might have paid in a different way that you might not be able to handle. You know, you might say you want to look like Drake, for example, but it might be at a cost that Drake did not have to pay or that Drake paid in a different way. So what I'm saying is, before you can handle your finances, you have to understand yourself.
Okay, so in that last example, basically when you're talking about the person themselves not having to pay, like some situation or something in existence in your life is not, in theory, or could not, you know, could be absent from their life that they didn't have to pass, or they had one of an infinite other situations that led them to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I really appreciate Jordan Peterson's whatever rule it is where it's don't compare mm-hmm. yourself to someone else today, compare mm-hmm. yourself to who you were yesterday.
Right.
And that's really the truest measure.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And certainly one that would yield the most happiness, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, doing as good or a little bit better, again, growth-ish, than yesterday is all that matters. Because then you multiply those incremental either stability or increases over every single day. Like, if you are a little bit better tomorrow than you are today, and that happens, like, 4 out of 5 times or, like, 3 out of 5 times, and you multiply that across all the years, you have no idea.
Because
you're continually getting better.
Right.
So that, I think, is important. And I think finances is a big way where we do that, where The people who accumulate the most wealth, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, they're like there's a combination of sacrifices and then just something inside them. And also they're a different breed of human. Like there's something else. Like
I would say soul wise, I wouldn't say they're very different. But scientifically, I feel like you could probably find some things that are very different. Like, they'll probably have much more testosterone than a lot of people, because I feel like they're very high performance, high energy people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I think,
I have no idea in neuroscience. I'd be interested to see what that is. But, like, there is, I mean, even just in a matter of wealth, there's a measurable difference between, like, these people who have attained just incalculable amounts of wealth.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are also the ones most, I don't want to say most suited, and I don't want to say best suited to use the wealth, but certainly capable of utilizing the wealth to manifest something from their head.
Mm-hmm.
And also the way they think doesn't turn off.
Yeah.
You know, like it Elon doesn't. Musk is,
like, yeah,
he's constantly, he thought he was insane, like, as a kid, because of the way that thoughts came to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems terrifying, but it's just like, damn. But the point here was to not look at the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezoses and the fanatically wealthy, fantastically wealthy individuals, or even just slightly wealthier individuals. Do you have any pearls of wisdom you wanted to drop?
Yeah, I would say, I think for financial aspect, I think the, I think it would be better if I came back 10 years and dropped the wisdom, but I could give you signals as to what the wisdom for financial will be, because, you know, financial is like growth in a sense.
Yeah.
And then the more you have, the better advice you can give.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
But, I think Einstein's idea of like the eighth, the, I think he said ninth, or how many wonders are there in the world?
Seven.
Okay. So I think, so he said the eighth wonder of the world is, compound interest, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you put something, when you save something up every single day, like save a percentage of something, and it keeps building over time, when you look back on it, it's huge. So in the sense of that, there's this financial formula that says like a 20-year-old, if they save like $100,000, a 20-year-old, if they save like $100 a month, and if a 50-year-old starts saving like some crazy amount, like I think it's like something in the thousands. Don't quote me on that, but it's something in the thousands. If they save like it's that kind of amount, like something like
several thousand dollars,
for maybe till like maybe for like 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the 20-year-old does it till like they're 50 or whatever, the 20-year-old would have much more incrementally if they had the same amount of interest coming on. So it's like, it's like a more of a thing of like, if you start young, you would be...
Yeah, I don't know if that math checks out.
Yeah, it probably... But, it, I mean, but the formula... Yeah, the formula, the exact math, is not down to the dirt.
Yeah.
But the...
But what you want to do is you want to start putting away as much as you reasonably can, as early as you reasonably can, and then forgetting it's there.
Yeah.
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 So, like, what I do is I'm very fortunate. I can save roughly a third of my paycheck every month, depending on how much I stick to my budget. And depending on what comes up that month, honestly. So, like, then it's not quite a third every month, but it's not nothing, you know? Yeah. And that's a big one. Just, like, put cash aside. If you, like, want to actually store cash physically, that's an option. I don't know if I'd recommend it. But just, like, putting it aside and, you know, just consistently, like, every paycheck, you, like, take out this much money, you know, as much or as little as it is, like just more, put away more than nothing.
Yeah,
that's all it really is, you know. Put away something, even symbolically, if that's all you can do.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be, you know, you'll still be able to say like you always do, you know, you always put money aside every paycheck. And it can be true even just symbolically, and that's honestly enough, because like it's hard out there. People are hurting, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very fortunate because I got a lot of financial education from my mom and, like, yeah, from my mom. Like, we had a class in my high school where it was personal finance, was the class, and it was, you know, to kind of teach you like how to use a checkbook and like how to manage a budget kind of situation. There was like a game that went along with it, and you know, I didn't really learn anything in the class thanks to having really good like parental personal finance education. But like, that's not typical. Like, I've talked to, like, I will talk about things with people and just like navigating it, and they just haven't, like, you know, the concept of how a credit card accrues interest, like the fact that there are specific periods and, you know, your billing cycle is from this day to this day, and you have this many days to pay it off in full before interest accrues. and there's just there appears to be a lack of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Credit cards is they're you got to be careful. If you're careful with credit cards, you can make them work for you. Like, for example, I just renewed my car insurance policy. And so, like, sometimes if you pay your car insurance policy in full, you can save some money, you know, as opposed to paying it monthly. And sometimes that can be, like, you know, $200 difference over the course of 6 months. So if you have a credit card, in theory, you could put the entire thing on the credit card at once, save the money, and then, you know, pay off the credit card over the course of months. Now, the problem with that is then you're getting interest on your credit card because you have to pay it over 6 months. And then you'd have to do that calculation of what's the interest going to cost you, assuming you don't add anything else onto your credit card, which you're going to. Because it's a credit card and that's what happens in America. I'm very guilty of it. Like, I'm treading on thin ice myself because I just got a new credit card and I'm seeing the field ahead of me because I know how bad it can, I know how sideways it can go. But the thing is, with paying off things over several months, you have interest. Now, what you can do right now, which I really like, is there are tons, depending on your credit, there are tons of credit cards offering promotional trials for 0% interest for, like, anywhere from, like, 12 to 15 months. So, like, it's essentially a loan at 0% interest for 15 months that they'll destroy you for if you don't pay off in full. Like, there's having a balance on those credit cards when the interest will start accruing, I think, can be really weird. I read something once, I think, where they can backcharge you interest for if there's any balance left over. I don't know if that's true, but it gets really weird. So, as long as you can have it off it, you know, as long as over the course of those months you can be on top of it and pay it down, that's, you know, ideal. Now, I mean, what I try to do, and this is not easy by any stretch, but just, like, something I try to do is, like, with credit cards, just make sure I have enough cash on hand that if at any point I had to pay it off in full, like, I can, you know?
Yep.
That's the thing now, though, is because I have credit cards that have, like, terms where it's, like, 0% interest on purchases for a year, like, I'd rather just have that chilling there than, like, be short on cash. Because it seems like having cash right now is important.
Right now, yeah. Yeah. With the whole virus thing going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Investing, too, is a good one. I don't know what the best thing to invest in is, but I just started looking into stocks, and I like the idea and concept of buying a piece of a company and owning, you know, a piece of, like, let's say, before Google was Google, you owned a little piece of Google, and, you know, then you held it for, like, let's say, 10 years.
Mm.
You know, you have a good amount today because they're Google. Yeah. You know, or they might be the Illuminati, but still a huge piece. But yeah, investing is a good one. I know people buy land and real estate. I'm not gonna speak too much on it because I'm not an expert, but I know it's complicated. But I also know it's kind of simple in terms of mastering it. When you sit down and actually learn the right things, I know, like, most of the stuff that are not taught in school that are very important, you tend to realize that they're actually simple. You just have, like, a lot of nonsense, extra stuff clumped up in your head, like buying a stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just download the app and buy the stock. You know,
I don't know if it was always like that, but yeah.
Yeah, like,
well, then it can get complicated with, like,
what stock to buy.
Yeah. And then right. You can modify it with, like, buys and puts, which I right. don't understand, but...
Yeah, it's like, you know, how you buy a stock, download the app, for buying a stock. What kind of app is it? Google. What kind of apps can you buy stocks on? You find the app. Download the app. Now you want to buy a stock. What kind of stocks do you buy? You could Google that one and then get a bunch of answers. Or then you could invert. What stocks should you not buy? And then you could see a lot of that. Or then you could just go, who are the greatest stock buyers of all time? And then kind of see what they did. And then maybe learn from the evil capitalists. And and then you see, okay, they buy like companies that are pretty much doing well. And then this gets into like the numbers aspect of like accounting and everything. But it doesn't mean you have to become like an accountant wizard. You could probably just like, I think you could buy like, what's this thing that they do? The S&P 500.
It's like an index.
Yeah.
It's like an average of some kind. I don't know how it works.
Right. But. I mean, but as long as you don't lose your money.
Yeah.
I think you would do fine.
Yeah. That's the thing about like losing your money is it's very easy to lose your money in the stock market.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
I don't know if you've heard of Wall Street Bets, the subreddit, where they basically turned the stock market into gambling.
Yeah.
Essentially. Which, yeah. I mean, fair. Also, Jesus, don't do that. That's really bad.
Yeah. And, yeah, that is true. Because, you know, human nature is like, obviously, we're going to do the dumb things. If not at first, eventually.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to be able to put yourself in a position to learn as much as possible to avoid natural stupidity, which is natural. So I would say keep on learning as necessary, and realize that some things you don't have to wait for somebody else to tell you to do. That's kind of something that I realized.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to wait for somebody else to tell you to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, think about it, right? It's like, you can go on a vacation, but like, nobody has to tell you to go on a vacation. You just go. But that's because it's a pleasure thing, kind of ish.
Yeah.
But then the stuff that are kind of hard, you wait for somebody to tell you to do. And I feel like that's where like the school kind of, I hate blaming things on other people because I'm on this like self-reliance trip right now. But it's like the school kind of messed up in the sense that all they did was just give orders and didn't show what the reward was for doing so.
Yeah.
Like if you like people on YouTube who show cool cars and cute girls around them, like they get more people into their courses and actually doing stuff than the school who just showed you like, oh, you're gonna hurt yourself and study, and then after that you're gonna hurt yourself even more and take this exam. And after you hurt yourself even more for taking this exam, you're going to hurt yourself for paying back the debt. And after you hurt yourself for paying back the debt, you're going to hurt yourself for working a stupid job that you're going to hate to pay back the debt. And it's like, are you serious? Like, that's the best you guys could do. It's horrible.
That's bad. Dude.
It's horrible. America. It's horrible.
That
and it's like,
sucks, dude.
It's the whole world. Like, they all, the everything, world. Everything sucks. And it's like,
damn.
It's like, if you really think about it, it's like, it's like then you think where would the change come from? But I tend to be very pessimistic sometimes. I don't think there will be a change. I doubt it. Like, cause I'm just like, cause it happened for so long. So it's not because like now that everybody's talking about it, it's gonna change. Like it's just been happening.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not really going to change. Like people are just gonna be getting effed like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like,
how do you mean by that, by the way?
I just feel like the same thing's gonna be happening over and over again.
Yeah,
okay, like people just go in school, get in debt, hate their life, hate their job.
Yep.
It's just gonna go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, like, David Buss, I think, psychologist, one social media quote unquote guru asked him all this self help things that we tell people, all these things that we try to give advice to people, are we wasting our time? Do people actually change? And David Buss was like, nah. you're wasting your time. So I took that into account, and it's like, a lot of times, good advice is wasted. It's a waste of time
to but give. Is it a waste? So good advice is often wasted, but is it a waste to give good advice?
No, because, you know, I don't think it's a waste to give good advice. Because,
there's a chance it won't be.
Because, it's usually like 1 out of 100 that pay attention to you. And that's all you really need. So.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, you know.
Especially now where you can gather inconceivably large audiences.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, most of the knowledge out there isn't necessary. Only a few are necessary.
Most of the knowledge out there is unnecessary. Only a few are necessary.
Only a few.
Only a few are necessary. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I mean, it appears it's just...
The other thing you said was also kind of true. My bad. My bad for cutting you off. But keep talking, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Because even I don't even think if you are necessary, then that exempts you from being the recipient of other necessary knowledge.
Yeah. But I just felt like you'd have to take yourself necessarily in the sense of, like, you have to take yourself... You have to realize that you have value in the sense to be able to search for value. But that's another discussion. That's another discussion. Let's not drift off. No,
I would be 100% okay with that.
But
so just in terms of investing, it's tricky, you know. I mean, you can dabble in it, but it's one of those things where, like, it's high risk, high reward, but there's this weird thing where, like, the more money you have kind of sort of lowers the risk in a weird way, I think. The more money you have to start investing, the better off it'll be for you to end up, possibly, if you do it correctly.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a lot and then you invest a little, so that's, like, little risk. But I think that people who don't have anything, you don't have anything to lose, might as well just fail. Like, seriously, it's like, they already effed you with, like, $80,000 in debt. What are you going to lose on another $10,000 in debt? Does it matter?
I would argue yes.
I mean, it matters, but it's like, how bad do you want your situation to change?
Yeah, that's the thing about investing, is it kind of is.
And I'm not saying go invest in stocks and everything's gonna change. No, I'm just saying, like,
definitely not true.
You want to put yourself in a position where you're acting, because
yes,
I think the most successful people in the world are very action prone and action biased. Like, I have this friend who I studied them, right? And it's like, I don't know what motivates them, but they're just doing things.
Interesting.
They're just acting. And it's like, that immediately already separates them from everybody else. Like, you don't have to tell them anything. Like, the most, like, the really special people, like, they don't say anything. They just work. They just act.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, that's just what it is. Like, because they can see between the lines. Mm-hmm. Most people can't. And I don't like to use that word, most people, because individuals are very special.
Yes.
But
there's
a tendency to throw yourself into the group easily and disintegrate and more like dissolve your personality
into the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the there's some people that just act. That's just like, there's three kinds of people in the world that I often learn from this guy that I listen to oftentimes, Ty Lopez on Spotify podcast and other things sometimes. He said there's three kinds of people in the world: people who watch things happen, people who make things happen, and people who wonder what happens. And you don't want to, I would say you don't want to just watch. Maybe you could wonder. But people who make things happen, they really do make things happen.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's like, there's too much. I'm a very driven person because of, like, where I come from and the potential that I'm able to see, because I'm creative, so I can see potential before it manifests. So I would say. That was deep, right?
That was deep.
I don't know, dude. I'm just going. But it's probably because of the routine now. Because I noticed something when I, because before, and I would talk, right? I would just talk, and every now and then say some really deep things. But now that I have like a routine for like actually reading, and I don't like actually mess it up, and it works, it's like my brain is on fire, dude.
So you're really, so you've recently, and this is also like, also just in terms of finances, any yeah. kind of routine is great, but just you personally, like, so you've made and are sticking to a routine for what length of time now so far?
Like a week.
Okay, cool. So you're like, you're getting into the rhythm.
Yeah. Right now. It's powerful.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like you can tell from the way that I talk, like, I just, like, I'm just saying stuff. Sometimes I'm not even controlling, like, it's just coming out, yeah. You know, so it's like, and I think it's part of understanding yourself, too. You want to be able to know how much you can handle, but I'm at that position where it's, like, bring it on,
yeah.
You know, I'm just loading myself with information,
yeah,
and it's, like, that's what, I feel like I'm doing much better with learning from people, and it takes a certain eye, you have to see who's worth it. Yeah. Like, some people are not worth listening to.
Yeah.
That is the truth. Like, a lot of people's moms and dads are saying nonsense to them. And they just need to leave the house.
Metaphorically and literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, a lot of us can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. Some of us know what the hell we should, what the next move should be.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for somebody to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
And that's what the school kind of, I would like to blame the school system for that. Even though the individual, at the end of the day, would be to blame if they wait there too long.
That's... Shoot. Well, that... Because what else could it be? Because that seems to perfectly fit as a culprit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for decades, you exist in this system where... You know, you struggle, and then you get a grade, and then you're told to struggle some more so you can get this grade. But there's no concrete intertwining of struggle and reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just like being told is like, in a weird way, the only motivating factor.
Yeah, and it's like, I think it's been far from obvious now, like, the school system is trash.
Oh yeah.
I'm playing
yeah. PlayStation a lot, and every so often, like, some kids will hop in the group chat. And I got to talking to a 12 and a 14-year-old
yeah.
the other day, and asked him, like, what's your school situation? And they're trapped at home, and they're miserable.
Hmm.
Like, they hate learning from home, which really sucks. Because then, like, we have a lot of things I've seen. Like, if you're a year behind in education, how does that affect you 5 or 7 years down the line?
Right. And it's like, I hope sometimes they go a year behind, and actually then maybe they use that year to do something really important.
That would be ideal. You know, if everyone were taking this lockdown period to self-improve, and financial improvement is definitely an area where I've improved, if only recently, but, you know, just one area. Imagine where we'd be coming out of it, but we're just devolving.
Yeah, like, I do think the American society is dying.
I'm worried about it.
I think it's dying.
I think because I see an escalation. Like, I see, you know, 3 or 4 years ago where the only place where cancel culture was an issue was the universities, to now where cancel culture can affect people's careers, and then also it's only escalating, it's only getting worse, and I'm worried that, because we're not I'm worried about it too. I'm worried about it too, because I see a step-by-step escalation, a progression of sorts.
Yeah.
And I don't like where it's heading.
Yeah. I would make the prediction that.
My next thing is like, just in terms of, and we're very off topic at this point, but
yeah, I'm just kind of writing. Yeah. We're always off topic, so deal with it. Like, just deal with it.
Here's how we tell you how to get your finances ordered, and then we tell you why it won't matter. But my
the kind of audience I'm looking for is the people that
are going on the journey.
The people who are just like the podcast itself.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my kind of people.
Yes, sir.
Like, cause I don't care if you don't like it. Like, I don't. You know, so. Yeah.
My prediction, though, for the way I see this getting worse next, hopefully not, but, like, if there's more violence, like, more people killing people, then that, I think, is going to escalate. The election's going to be interesting. By the next time we're here, the election will have happened.
Yeah, most likely.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Oh, yeah.
Be safe out there. And enjoy some candy.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But yeah, the next time we come back, the election will have been over.
Oh my God, what a...
Bro, I'm worried about you.
Me? Oh, yeah.
Because, like, someone else just got shot the other day.
Oh, yeah, people get shot a lot in Philly. But, like Trump said, dangerous things happen in Philly.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck? Yeah. He's so awful. I mean, too early.
Yeah.
I voted too early.
But obviously. I mean, he was saying the truth though.
Yeah. Yeah, well that's why he's popular.
Yeah.
That's why he's so popular.
Yeah.
I would have voted for Kanye, to be honest. Kanye. If I'd known that was an option.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
But
you want to give them
change it, and it also doesn't
You want to give them a lowdown of who you voted for? Can't cancel it in the middle of everything.
No, I voted Biden. I haven't been convinced yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not married to my ideas, and like I'm on the fence because there's some stuff that's come out about Biden that's.
Oh yeah, there's probably gonna be some stuff that comes out. My bet is that he'll probably be the president.
He's been in politics for 50 years.
Yeah. Dirty. Yeah, it's probably going to be some things that come out, like, next year. Like, you know, when Trump got elected and then, like, the whole thing with grabbing by the pee came out. You know, like, there's going to be stuff coming out of...
Well, yeah, once he gets in office,
So, but, I mean, we're talking, like, Biden would get elected, but he might, I don't know. I don't even want to get involved in that, to be honest. I don't want to talk about them.
You can't vote, right, technically?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an immigrant, so I can't.
What's this like for you? What are you just kind of watching from the sidelines?
Yeah, it's like I'm watching. It's like, a lot of times it feels like I'm just watching a show, and people don't know where the real value is.
It's like action without meaning. It's like
this is what you should be doing over here, but you could do that. That's your problem. But, you know... I mean, I like these kind of talks because it's the really few special people that will grasp it, and that's really all you need. You know, like Eminem said in the song "Sing for the Moment," there was a lyric there that he was like talking about rapping for people and all that and all that, and he said he was like, I don't even give a f about rapping for all these people. It's for that one kid listening to count the time, you know. Those kind of and it's always for that one kid.
Yeah,
it's always for that one special kid.
Yeah,
you know, it's like. I'm sure Elon Musk at some point was in a class filled with like, or I'm sure Elon Musk was in a school filled with hundreds of people at some point.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not saying all of them don't have value. I'm just saying like
you're not Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's just like or Elon Musk is not another one of them who's really special and something else too. Yeah. So it's like that's just the reality. It's like there's always that just that one kid.
Yes.
But. You have to come at it with the aim that everybody's that one kid.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we close up with just some like rapid fire financial advice.
Totally.
Close this out.
Totally.
Thing one, make a budget. For God's sake, make a budget.
Yeah.
And then do your best to stick to it.
Yeah.
And when you fail to stick to it, don't feel bad because that's what happens. But like Google Docs has a, like a monthly budget spreadsheet. You can like customize it a little bit, set up your categories, set up how much you think you're going to bring in for the month, set up how much you think you're going to spend for the month.
Yeah.
And like even if you just miss the mark and like you're negative in all the categories because you overspent because something happened, like don't worry. But you want to get a handle on it. You want to get a handle on your finances, even yep. if they're bad. You want to know what the situation is in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not going to be in a bad place if you have information.
Yeah.
So big, big ups on budgeting.
Do your laundry, because it's like, you never know where you're going to find extra money, you know? So, seriously, do your laundry. Like, you find...
I'm bored with that.
Yeah, you find extra money in, like, different pockets and everything. Aside from that, I would say,
well, get an app to manage your money. Mm-hmm. So I have this app. It's on the iPhone. It's literally called Checkbook. It's literally called Checkbook. It's like John with like a little pencil and a yellow square, like a yellow rectangle inside the blue square and a little pencil in there. It's lets you make your bank accounts, like put in where you're spending your money, make your own like sections there, and that's great because the budget lets you know how much money you're spending.
Mm-hmm.
And the app lets you know what's in each one of your accounts at any given point. Like I can pull this one app up, and as long as you're on top of it, that's the other thing. Is like you have to every debit card transaction, every credit card transaction, I'm putting it on my phone. I'm taking a picture of the receipt because it lets you do that. Because I'm also a freak, and this is how I manage my money. And check if you have like a check register app. If you have an Android, you're in luck, dude. They're all free. Apple sucks, dude. That's the one major thing that's bad about Apple is all these apps. They're either not in existence or they're subscription based. Can't buy anything on here except for the one that I did. It's like $2 for the one I bought, by the way. 100% worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Best app I ever bought.
Yeah.
My main
advice I would say is to understand yourself. Like that's the Socrates advice of like to know, like know yourself. And it's like, because then, you know, you can understand what are the things that you need and what are the things you don't need, so you don't have to buy unnecessary things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, totally do.
Cool if you wrap here.
Fire.
Lit. Peace. My guys, happy Halloween. Be safe. Enjoy candy. I'll see you next week.
Chill.